This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Record producer Peg Tassi has been working on one album for the last 5 years. It's a debut album for singer Miriam Bernardo, and Tassi went about producing it in an unusual way. All of the songs on the album came from other Vermont artists, like Anais Mitchell. And from those sonic blueprints, the producer and singer embarked on a years-long process to create an album Tassi says sounds elegant, lush, and big. VPR's Mary Engish has the story on how it all came together.
The prolific number of musicians who do it all when it comes to making a record, wearing all the hats in the project, from concept creation to songwriting to funding and booking studio time, means that the role of a standalone music producer is rare. Even more rare, a female record producer. Well, this story is a meshing of these realities and about what happens when a woman steps up and volunteers to be a record producer. What happened in this case is that she was in control of a vision that took 5 years, an entire project from concept to record release. She was uncompromising, extraordinarily detail-oriented, and caring, nurturing, and willing to even make you a meal after a recording session. Enter record producer Peg Tassi. It's a label she has earned. It's 2014, and on a frigid night, taking the small stage at the Whammy Bar in Calais, Vermont, is singer Miriam Bernardo. Tassi is in the crowd, and she's heard Miriam perform before, but this time, something's different.
I just remember she just closed her eyes and was just so into it, and her voice, you know, had also grown.
And that's the moment Tassi became a record producer of Songs from the Well. A full-length debut album, she reached out to Vermont songwriters like Anais Mitchell and Mark LeGrand to pen tunes with Miriam's voice as their muse.
I actually said, send me a list of like your top 12 songwriters from that you've worked with, and I'll write them a letter. All of them wrote back saying, yes, I'd love to. And then it took a year to get all the songs.
And the songs they sent back on the voice memos were spare and bare bones on purpose. That was the canvas with just an outline for Tassi and Bernardo to fill in the missing colors.
I wanted it to sound elegant and lush and big.
Let's take a track from Songs from the Well. Here's Vermont songwriter Mark LeGrand's tune called Just One Taste.
Just one taste. That's all it took. Just one glance. Just one look.
From that starting point, here is the Bernardo Tassi version of the song.
Just one taste, that's all it took. Just one glance, just one look. I thought casually you and I might agree.
From those early moments, the newly minted record producer in Tassi knew the sound she was going for, and she wasn't about to settle for something else.
When I'm in, for instance, in the studio with my own band around my own songs that I've written and that I've created, I'm comfortable in the role of saying, let's try it like this, let's try it like that. So I've always sort of produced the feeling, the emotion around the lyrics, but I had to kind of grow into it with this project because they weren't my songs. It wasn't my band. I needed to be able to describe what I was really looking for so that I would be taken seriously. What I really wanted to do when I stepped into the studio was to encourage people to be their very best and for them to feel good. And it didn't always turn out that way. Sometimes they just really wanted to go in a different direction than I really felt strongly about going in.
It's the end.
I really had to grow into that, and Miriam was really supportive, honestly, with like, okay, just go for it. It was hard to do, but also really fulfilling. I really loved being with the music, you know, creating the sounds to really give you the most impact for the lyrics. One level of success the day that I said, okay, master it. And I felt such a huge sense of relief, and I was all by myself. There was nobody there, and I was just like, I really wanted somebody to hug me or something. I realized it's been a lonely job.
With this album's production under her belt, I asked Tassi to share some words of wisdom for someone who might be thinking of taking on record producing. Her advice?
Work with women.
Ever careful to not in any way disparage her male counterparts, Tassie's advice is simply a mantra so that we all get used to working with more women in those spaces that have traditionally been occupied by men.
As a person who really, really deeply cares about how other people feel and how they're feeling within a situation that I'm involved with, it was hard sometimes to go in, you know, show up and stand my ground. Because here I am, I'm the producer. But if something's going in a direction that I was uncomfortable with, it was hard to stand my ground. But I had to, because I could not compromise the music. I'm grateful to have been able to work with all these people and stand in absolute gratitude to Miriam for giving me this opportunity to do this. It was just like a crazy, like, dream, sort of, as we were going along.
As for what's next,
I'm going to make an album this summer of my own music. Yeah, make a record of my own songs. That'd be fun.
Peg Tassie is a musician, songwriter, a bandleader, curator, and a record producer. For VPR News, I'm Mary Angish.
Miriam Bernardo's new album, Songs from the Well, produced by Peg Tassie and featuring the works of many prominent Vermont songwriters, is available now. The creators will have an album release party and concert at the Double E in Essex Junction tomorrow evening at 9. And we have more information online at vpr.org.